Time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off for a spin in government circles with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Guiler. Ministry men work round the clock, in which position they can see when it's time to go home. But problems are never-ending, and each morning brings a fresh batch of mail demanding immediate attention.
How many letters did you say?
Five letters. A large post.
A large post, eh? Five letters. Oh, well, now. I've got it. Caber. That's a large post in five letters. Yes, you know, those Scots chaps toss them about in their Highland games.
Oh, that's right. It fits. Now, so feline domestic animal in three letters. Something A-T. Must be cat.
By Jove, yeah. Well done, too.
At this rate, we'll have the crossword finished in no time.
Well, I hope so. If it's not done by 4 o'clock, I'll have to finish it this evening. And I must say, you know, I don't like taking work home.
The way we're going, we'll be out of the way by lunchtime.
Ah, well, that'll present a problem, won't it? What do we do this afternoon?
It's a pity we can't play sack football anymore.
It's called blow football, too. Sack football. If you'd remembered that, we'd still have the ball.
Well, perhaps we can have a game of cribbage.
No, we haven't a full pack of cards. You remember I lost the ace of spades.
Oh, yes, it slipped into a file, didn't it, and got sent off to the permanent undersecretary.
Oh, yes. Poor Sir Gregory was in fear and trembling for weeks. thought the mafia was after him.
So unless we make this crossword last, we may have to face the worst.
Quite, yes. Have we got any work to do?
Wasn't there something about a new office block? We were supposed to supervise the construction.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes, environment job, yes. I wonder when they'll start. I hope it's not one of those ugly monstrosities that spoil the look of London. Lennox Brown.
Pitkin here.
Oh, Sir Gregory, I was just talking about you. Well, I hope you're well, sir.
I'm calling about that job I gave you, supervising things on this new block.
Rest assured, sir, it will have our full attention the moment the building commences.
Building commenced 6 weeks ago.
Building commenced six... Ah, absolutely, Sir Gregory, yes. We made sure they didn't hang about.
It's going up right next door to your own place.
Right next door... I wondered what all that noise was, too.
The place is being built for the Ministry of Technological Development and Morris Dancing. The minister himself is to inspect the site tomorrow with me, so make sure the work's up to schedule.
Did you hear that, too?
Yes, I was on the extension. So that's what they're building next door.
Apparently, yeah.
You can actually see the workmen from our window. I was watching them all day yesterday. Lazy devils they are. Half the time they're standing round looking up at our windows.
Two, you might have told me they're building next door. I can't be expected to notice every little detail.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wow.
Yes, well, you better get down there and see it's up to schedule. Hurry things along if you can. Time is money, you know. Time is money.
Yes.
What is the time, by the way?
11:30, pence. half past 11.
Oh, good Lord, I'll be late for lunch. Well, get on with it, too, and make sure they're up to schedule.
Yes. Schedule? Now, I believe I have seen a work schedule somewhere. Now, where is it? Oh,
yeah. Here, Mr. LB's shot off, Nari. Did he leave his teeth in the washroom again?
I've mislaid an important document. The work schedule for that building next door. Where can it be?
Well, let's be like that Sherlock Holmes on telly. Mm-hmm. Use a process of logical seduction. Hmm? Now, it's an important document. You had it last. Where's it most likely to be?
That's no use. I've already looked in the waste paper basket.
Well, where else is there? Lying in the biscuit tin? No. Wedged in the wonky window? No. Oh, here it is. Well, of all the funny places.
Where was it?
In your in-tray.
Oh, yes. Well, no wonder I missed it. It was hidden under my plimsolls. Now, let's see. Ah, yes. Schedule for the construction of Sabbathwaite House. It's the 5th, isn't it? Ah, today the gas board are laying the pipes.
Oh, that must be why they dug that big hole in the road. All the traffic's diverted.
A great big hole in the road? Mm. I'd better go down and look into it. Ah. It says here the electricity board will lay their cables this afternoon. I see a way of saving time. You look after the office, Mildred. I'll go and have a word with the gas board foreman.
Right, lads. Tea break. Down tools. What was that, Fergus? Ah, well, pick it up and then put it down. Sid, be off to the baker's and get me a couple of them hot cakes, if he's got any left.
I say, excuse me, may I have a word with you, Mr...
O'Hooligan, sir. Patrick O'Hooligan. Foreman for the gas board and shop steward of Mugwump.
Mugwump?
That's right. The Municipal Union of Gas Workers and Underground Maintenance Personnel. Mugwump.
Oh. Well, Lamb General Assistance Department. GAD. We're responsible for keeping the work up to schedule.
Is that right? Ah, well, you're just in time for the brew. Charlie makes a fine cup of tea. I'll pour you one. Sit yourself down.
Thanks, I'll use this upturned bucket.
No, we'll find you a cup. Same as the rest of us. And sit on that small toolbox.
Right. Actually, we at the Ministry are rather worried about the work schedule. This large backlog's a bit of a problem.
All right, sit on the big toolbox.
And the Minister's coming to look at the site tomorrow.
Ah, coming to look at the site, is he? Oh, dear, and the ground all muddy and churned, old foundations only half finished.
He'll be coming with Sir Gregory Pitkin.
A horrible sight to look at.
Oh, you bet him.
Still, we'll have filled in our hole and be gone by then.
Ah, the hole. Now, that's what I've come about. I've had rather a good idea.
Is that a fact? Yes. Well, if there's any way we at the gas board can help, you know.
Oh, well, there is. You see, you've already dug this hole, and the electricity people will be coming soon to dig another.
That's right. So they will.
Yes, right. Well, now, my idea is this. If you were to leave your hole unfilled...
Of course, I see it now. They could use it to lay their cable in instead of digging their own.
Yeah, absolutely. Think of the time it would save.
And the wasted labor.
Then you'll do it?
Out of the question.
Oh, what?
Well, I mean, there's the lads to think of. What about Arnold? He won't like it for a start.
Arnold,
our hole filler. He's been stood there all day just itching to get at us.
Well, I'm sure he won't mind. It'll save him some work.
Not mine. He's an artist, is Arnold. He loves filling a hole. Really throws himself into us.
But surely...
We were lucky to get him when he left the graveyards. And it was all after Arnold had telephoned to the building people. We had to promise him his own shovel and his photo in the gas board news.
Just leave the hole unfilled. The electricity people will be here soon. There'll be no trouble, I assure you. No.
Let me see if I've got this clear, sir. You all suggested we should lay our electricity board cable in this hole left by the gas board.
Yes.
I must point out, as area representative of FETID...
FETID?
Federation of Electrical and Technical Installation Deputies, sir.
Oh, that FETID.
That Article 29, subsection 7b, paragraph 4a of the FETID rulebook clearly states, and I quote... No member shall stick his equipment in an unauthorised hole.
Well, I mean, couldn't you just this once?
And this here hole is definitely not one of ours. Well, I mean, just look at it, sir. What has happened to British workmanship, eh? There was a time when Britain led the world in holes.
I can recall when we used to export them. This hole isn't that bad, and it would help enormously if you'd lay your cable in it.
Oh, I'm afraid it's out of the question, sir. My lads insist on digging their own hole. This hole we have been offered is derisory.
Oh, dear. Well, what am I going to do? I mean, a huge hole in the middle of the road, no one to fill it in, because I told the gas board to leave it. It'll be there forever. Oh, thank goodness. Here comes my number one on his way back from lunch.
Oh, there you are, too. Everything going smoothly?
No. Thank heavens you're here, one. I'm in trouble.
Well, you swallowed your season ticket again.
Oh, no. It's this hole. They didn't fill it in, you see. Oh. The other chaps. Mm-hmm. Well, they would have, but I told them not to fill it. That is, because I wanted this chap to do it, but he won't, because he's fetid, and he says he must have his own to fill when he's dug it, you see. I wanted to save time.
I think I understand, too. No one else would, but I do. Right, just leave this to me, will you?
Have you finished your cogitation?
Yes. I can quite see that the electricity board must have their own hole, but you can dig it by the side of this one.
Oh, that sounds fair enough, sir.
There's just one thing. Does your rule book say where you put the earth you dig out?
No, that's left entirely to our imagination.
Happy. Then you wouldn't mind tossing it over into this other hole left by the gas board, would you?
Well, if that's where you want it, sir, that's where we'll put it. Right, lads, let's get stuck in. Come on now, move yourselves.
There you are, too. All it takes is a little diplomacy.
Brilliant run. They'll fill in the gas board hole with the earth from the electricity board hole.
Don't it? All right, come along. We'll have a cup of tea in the office. And come back when they've finished.
What do we find this time, one? Everything nicely in hand, I hope.
Yes. Mind your head on that girl, too.
Oh, what did you say, one?
Doesn't matter now.
I did enjoy that cup of tea.
Yeah, more than I did. Can't stand those tea bags Mildred started using.
Tea bags? Oh, so that's what I was chewing. I thought it was a ginger biscuit gone moldy. Well, here we are, one. I say, those electricity chaps are putting their tools on that lorry.
What? They can't have finished yet. They've still got to fill in the hole, they don't.
Oh, dear, I've got a feeling of marmalade behind the knee again.
There you are, sir. We've just taken our departure.
Well, just a moment. Now, answer this slowly and carefully. Why haven't you filled your hole?
There's a simple answer to that, sir. We've got no earth to fill it with.
Good gracious, don't you see one? They've put all their earth in the gas board hole.
Yeah, steady, too. It's perfectly simple. Now, you chaps can fill your hole with this pile of earth over here.
Oh, dear me, no, sir. We didn't dig that earth out. It's nothing to do with us. That pile of earth there comes from the gas board hole. We can't fill an electricity board hole with gas board earth.
Give me a moment to think about that.
I've got it, man. Couldn't they take out all the earth they put in the first hole and put it back in their own?
Oh, don't interrupt, too. I'm thinking. Why don't you take out all the earth you put in the first hole and put it back in your own?
Oh, no, 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 no. Sir, if we took out all the earth, we would, in effect, be digging another hole, wouldn't we?
Would you?
We would. And we're only contracted to dig one hole in this job.
What the devil's going on here? Who's filled in the gas board hole?
Afternoon, brother.
Afternoon, brother. Who did it? Who ordered it to be filled in?
It was him, brother. I just did as instructed.
Who the devil's this to?
It's the Mugwump Man.
The Mugwump Man?
Yes, he went to consult his union.
Ah, so he did. And they voted inanimately against your plan. They turned it down by an overwhelming show of fingers.
Don't you mean hands, brother?
No, fingers. They didn't like it at all. And the moment I turn me back, you've done it right under me nose. We'll not stand for this, and we shan't take it lying down.
We're solidly behind you, brother.
See what you've done, too?
But I only wanted to help. Speed things up.
Ah, please.
What happened then, Mr. Lamb?
Well, they both flatly refused to help. Went off shouting about strike action.
Oh, so there's still a great big hole in the middle of the road, and no one to fill it in.
And according to the schedule, there shouldn't be any holes left. When Sir Gregory sees one tomorrow, he'll want to get to the bottom of it.
Oh. Poor Mr. Lamb. This is your worst clangor since you had that common market delegation deported as illegal immigrants.
At least we managed to keep that from the permanent undersecretary, but that huge illicit hole is something he can't miss.
Well, perhaps Mr. LB will think of something. I mean, he sat in his office for 20 minutes now without a break.
Step into my office a moment, will you?
Yes, one.
I think I may have solved our little problem.
Oh, I am relieved.
Well, I've had years of experience at this sort of thing.
What do you think we should do?
We cut a piece off an old file cover and mark it ace of spades. Then we could play cribbage.
Oh, not that problem. It's the other one I'm worried about, the hole.
Well, I've got the answer to that as well.
Oh, good.
We must take steps to.
Yes.
We've got to get rid of that hole.
Yeah, I know we've got to get rid of the hole, but where are we going to put it?
We won't put it anywhere, too. We'll fill it with earth. That brown stuff.
You mean fill it ourselves? But we're non-union men. I mean, those union chaps would go mad. We'll have the whole lot out on strike.
Not if we're careful to.
Oh.
Well, if we do it in the middle of the night, they needn't know. Fait accompli, and no one can argue.
And everything will be neat and tidy for the minister's visit. You're right, man. We'll fill it in ourselves.
Ah, good. I'm glad you agree. Of course, it doesn't really need two of us, does it?
No, I suppose not. So, which one of us is going to do it? It's me, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It definitely is. You started this business, and anyway, I'm very busy tonight. So, that's all settled then. You will come back at midnight and shovel the earth into the hole.
I'll come back at midnight and shovel the earth into the hole.
Here you are, brother. The other half of your pint.
So, brother.
Ah, 'tis a grand old pub, the Shamrock and Shillelagh.
Yes.
I come here after church on Sundays. You know, 'tis true what they say. Thou shalt thirst after righteousness. You get it?
Oh, not bad, you know. Plenty of work about. Of course, you can't get the labourers like you used to.
Ah, that's true, brother. They're all out-of-work actors, half of them. Useless. Had one fella the other day, he put his pig right through a sewage pipe.
I bet he was covered with confusion.
Not at all, at all. He was one of these actors, you see. The onlookers gave him a round of applause, so he fractured a water pipe for an encore.
Oh, yes, the onlookers.
Speaking of work, brother, I've been thinking about that business today. Do you think we might have been a bit, hasty?
Oh, the old, yeah. Funny, I've been thinking that myself, brother. We didn't bend in any way, did we? We didn't bend.
You're right, brother. We should have bent a bit. And that ministry man, he wasn't a bad sort. Reminded me of my dear old granny in Wicklow.
The one with glasses.
That's right. My other granny's in Cork. Yeah. But it is a shame to do them down altogether.
Yeah, well, perhaps we ought to smooth things over. I mean, between the two of us, we could fill that hole in an hour.
But if we use the big bulldozer, we could do it in 5 minutes.
Yeah. We can't let the unions know, of course. We'll have to do it on the quiet.
Just after midnight, that's the time. No one about.
It'll be dark, mind you. We can't put the arc lights on, or we'll give the game away.
Ah, we don't need light, brother. Just point the bulldozer at that pile of earth and push everything down the hole in one big heave.
Morning, Mildred. Hard at it, I see.
Morning, sir. Oh, I am having trouble with this typewriter. Keeps shooting across.
Well, today's the day. The minister himself is coming to inspect the site.
I just knocked me nail varnish all over the notepaper.
Yes, this will be a red letter day.
Here, I see that hole's been filled in down there.
Yes, well, we can thank Mr. Lamb for solving that problem. He must have been up half the night.
You mean he did it?
Well, my idea, of course, but he was keen to do the manual work. Yes. I had a look on the way in. Very professional job. I must congratulate him. In his office, is he?
No, sir. He hasn't come in at all yet. I'm a bit worried.
Yes, it's rather unusual. I've never known two to be later than me. Well, perhaps he's sleeping it off, or he may just be lying low.
No. I rang his flat and there was no answer.
You rang his flat?
Half past ten. I wanted to remind him to buy the coffee on account of he's got the tea money.
Oh, that you know. No answer, you say. Yes. But, I mean, if he'd left by then, he'd be here by now.
Top of the morning.
I second the motion.
Good morning. It's our union friends, isn't it? Yes. Yes. Well, what can we do for you?
Well, it's about that hole. The one that's not there anymore.
Not there anymore? You mean... someone's filled it in? Good gracious, fancy that. Well, who could have done such a thing?
Ah, we know who did it, all right.
Oh, well, I can assure you, I had no knowledge of this unprincipled behavior on the part of my junior.
It was us. We did it last night.
I must disclaim all responsibility for... You did it?
Aye.
That's right. Not an official, you understand.
We acted as private citizens. We waited till it was dark, went to the building site,
got out the old bulldozer and started it up.
We drove towards the heap of earth, and with one mighty heave,
we pushed the whole lot into the hole.
Good Lord. And then we drove the bulldozer over it once or twice. Flatten it out. Press it down, good and firm.
What time was this?
Around not long after midnight, precisely.
Not long after midnight? Oh, dear. Did you see any sign of my assistant near the hole?
No, it was pitch black. I couldn't see a thing, sir.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, dear, dear.
That assistant of yours, he looked worried yesterday, as if things was about to get on top of him.
Yes, I'm rather afraid they have.
Oh, Mr. Lennox Brown!
Oh, steady, Mildred, steady. It's time to be brave.
They buried him! That's what they done. They buried him. Poor Mr. Lamb. And how are we going to get the tea money back?
I'm afraid Mildred's probably right. But there may still be time. Now, quickly, you two, follow me. All right, come on, for heaven's sake. Can't you chaps dig faster than that? I've half a mind to grab a spade and join you.
It's a terrible business. I shall plead temporary insanity.
We're both to blame, brother. It was a momentary arbitration on our part.
Don't wrangle when there's human life down there. The life of a first-class civil servant and a fine, useful citizen.
Glory be, there's two of them now.
We can only hope he's managed to trap a pocket of air in his bowler hat or something.
Yeah, you're sure that was his briefcase we found lying there?
Well, of course I'm sure. I'd know it anywhere. I was with him when he bought it from the civil service outfitters. Ryman, Inchcliffe and Parks. Look, their initials are on the lock. R.I.P. Oh, dear.
Ah, well, we're nearing the bottom. There's a cable there. And still no sign of him.
Now, wait. There's a foot here. Look, a foot. I'll just grab hold of it.
It's mine.
Poor Lamb. He's such a promising career behind him. I've never seen a smoother action with a rubber stamp. Ah, what good times we had together. Will I never hear his cheerful voice again?
Morning, Ron. Why are you down that hole?
What? Well, don't just stand there, too. Get in here and start digging.
Yeah, righto, I'll jump down. Right. Sorry I'm late. I went to the lost property office.
Well, there's no time to chat, too. Get hold of a shovel.
Yeah, right. What are we digging for?
Well, don't ask silly questions. We're digging for... We're digging for you, too.
Oh, right, I'll get started.
Saint Hesubis to himself! He's come back to haunt us. Look at his awful white face and staring eyes.
Nonsense. He's flesh and blood. We've been digging here for nothing.
Two, you've got some explaining to do.
I'll not be made a fool of.
Nor do we not.
That's all there is to it. I got here a bit late and found the hole was already filled in.
But what about your briefcase? We found it lying there.
Oh, so that's where I left it. I'm always leaving it behind. I really must be more careful. It's full of important stuff, you know, like the holiday list and the biscuit roaster.
Oh, lovely.
That's why I was late. I went to the lost property office. Ah, well, all's well that ends well. At least we got rid of the hole.
Got rid of the hole? What do you think we're standing in?
Yes. We're standing in the hole, aren't we?
Thanks to digging for you. We've got this infernal hole back now, and it's deeper than ever.
Deeper than ever.
Oh, those two union fellows have gone off in a huff.
Off in a huff.
And the minister and Sir Gregory will be here in any minute. It's all your fault, you idiot.
And it's all your fault, you idiot.
Oh. Pull yourself together, will you? Listen, we've got to act quickly.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, first, let's get out of this hole.
Yes.
We'll use that shovel as a ladder.
Yes, all right.
Now, once we've got out, I'll tell you what we'll do.
I'll give you a hand.
All right. Yes. Now, they'll be here any minute, so hurry. Okay. Come on, quick. There's no time to lose. Give me a hand up, will you?
Yeah,
Yes, yes, I'm sure you'll find everything to your satisfaction, Minister. The work is all up to date. My staff have been personally involved.
Splendid, splendid.
Good Lord, mind you don't step in that hole, Minister.
No, a hole. Splendid, splendid. There shouldn't be a hole here, should there?
No. Not at this stage.
A bit unfortunate, Pitkin. Holding up the traffic, you see.
Yes, I shall take it up with those responsible.
Splendid, splendid. Still, there's the holes here. Let's get down and have a look at it.
Get into the hole?
Into the hole, yes. Have a look at all those cables and loose ends. Give me a hand down, will you?
Well, very well, Minister. We can use that shovel as a ladder.
Good idea.
And when I get hold of Lennox Brown, he'll have a few loose ends.
Quick, before they get here. Yes. Now, how do we start this thing?
Well, I'm not sure. I've never driven a bulldozer before. I think it's this knob here. Yes.
Yes, well done. Right. I'll just look round the corner and see if the coast is clear.
Right.
Yes, all right. Not a soul in sight.
Jolly good. Then away we go.
Whoops. Now, head straight for that pile of earth and push it into the hole. One great heave should do it.
Yes, right. And all our problems will be solved. Sir Gregory will look up to us after this. Full speed ahead.
Carrying all before them as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley and John Graham. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.